Welcome to Module 5 of the Microsoft Virtual Academy course, Managing Linux-Based Workloads in System Center 2012 R2. In this module, I'm going to talk about System Center Orchestrator and System Center Data Protection Manager. So, as I mentioned in the introduction module, one of the strong parts of System Center is the components coming with System Center integrate with each other. So Orchestrator, as you can see in the slide, sits in the middle and orchestrates all the other components like a chef. This gives you the flexibility to manage your environments by using automation. Automation is really important for IT pros because think of your daily IT life. You are doing many things. Probably most of these things are just repetitive tasks. It's not adding anything to your career, anything to your experience. It's just doing the same thing over and over and over again. If you can use something like Orchestrator and build a kind of automation framework, this time-consuming repetitive tasks will be taken care of by Orchestrator instead of taking your time. So you decide on what Orchestrator does. It's not like Orchestrator magically shows up and solves all of your problems. You need to create some workflows, what we call runbooks. So you basically need to tell Orchestrator, okay, Orchestrator, I need you to do this first, then connect to this server and do this. And after connecting to the server and doing this, make sure you are sending an email, including information about what you have done. Is it failed? Is it succeeded? That kind of information. So for Linux part, you basically have two types of automation. The first part is the general Linux automation, meaning you can tell Orchestrator to use SSH to connect to a Linux machine and run the command you provided to Orchestrator. It can be something very easy like, Orchestrator, go to my Red Hat Linux machine and run the command so my MySQL server starts. Or Orchestrator, go to my Red Hat Linux and append this line to one of the files in that Linux machine. So this is easy but still helping us a lot, because if you are doing things like restarting services, checking if the daemon is running, checking if the configuration is what it's supposed to be, it's just a very easy way to automate all of these tasks. If you want to move to the next level, you can use other components of System Center 2012 R2. So since Orchestrator sits in the middle of everything, you can just ask Orchestrator to, for example, connect to your virtual machine manager server, start deployment of a Linux virtual machine, and after the deployment is succeeded, install Operations Manager agent in the virtual machine, and then take the inventory information from Configuration Manager, and depending of the amount of RAM, for example, you can just send an email to one of your colleagues, okay, the virtual machine started running and it has 8 GB of RAM. This is again a very basic example, but for automation, my personal idea is the basic things and the easiest things are the ones that are consuming most of our time. And again, they're not adding anything to our experience or career. So by using Orchestrator, you can just start using some kind of automation in your environments, whether you are using Windows Server or Linux or Unix machines. We are using this workflows by something we call runbooks. So the screen you are seeing at the moment is the actual screen of Orchestrator's designer. It's really very similar to creating a drawing in Visio. So you basically use icons and arrows and that kind of information, what we call activities, to create a workflow. You can either use already created RUM books. In the internet, there are many, many, many available RUM books ready for you to just download and start consuming. Or if you like, you can just sit down and start designing a RUM book by yourself from scratch. For Linux part, you can see that one of the most useful things we can do in Orchestrator is running a command using SSH. So this gives you the ability to connect any of your Linux virtual machines or Linux machines, it doesn't have to be a virtual machine, and run any command you like. It just connects using SSH by using, of course, the connection credentials you have provided. It could be root username and password or SSH, and runs the command. And you can use command line, but you can also use the interface. So you don't have to type a lot of commands. You can just use the interface, the graphical interface of Orchestrator to design your RUM books or change the RUM books you have already designed and start consuming. Now let's jump to a quick demo about Orchestrator, and we'll see how we can start even a very basic automation task in Orchestrator.
You can use System Center Orchestrator to automate tasks that you want to run on your Linux virtual machines. I'm going to show you a very simple example, but it will show you the power of Orchestrator while you are managing Linux virtual machines. As you can see here under Activities, I have an activity named Run SSH command. So by using this Run SSH command, I can connect to my Linux virtual machines and run commands using a secure SSH connection. So when I right-click on the activity and go to Properties, first thing I need to describe here is the IP address or the name of the remote computer, remote Linux machine I want to use. And the simplest option is enter the command that I want to be run on the virtual machine. Let's go with ifconfig minus a to get the IP address information of this virtual machine. And under advanced, I will provide the username and password while Orchestrator is going to connect to this Linux virtual machine. Or I can even use my key file instead of my username and password. So I don't choose anything else. If I go to RUMbook tester to see if this RUMbook works, I click on run. Right now, Orchestrator is connecting to my Linux virtual machine, to my Ubuntu virtual machine, using an SSH connection and running the command I have provided. In our example, it was ifconfig minus a. So it will take a couple of more seconds. Right now, if I click on show details, you can see here I have the output of the command in my Orchestrator. So since you can get this information, the output, you can create more complex RUM books like get the IP address of this virtual machine, and if the IP address of this virtual machine equals to X, do this. For example, take a backup of this virtual machine. So it will just give you the tools to prepare your environment for automation and also implement automation in your environment.
That wraps our demo about Orchestrator. Last but not least, I'm going to talk about Data Protection Manager. Data Protection Manager is the component in System Center that we are using to take backups for your environment. In the Linux side, you can take live backups of Linux virtual machines, meaning you don't need to pause the virtual machine. It just uses a system, something similar to VSS in the Windows world. It just flushes the content in the file system level instead of the application level like we are doing while we are using VSS. Of course, again, to be able to take a live backup of a Linux virtual machine, the Linux integration services should be installed in that virtual machine. So if you don't have integration services installed in the Linux virtual machine, you won't be able to take live backups of that virtual machine. One shortcoming of Data Protection Manager in Linux world is we cannot restore item level backups. So today, if you want to restore something inside a Linux virtual machine, you need to restore a full backup of the virtual machine and then take whatever you need inside the virtual machine. There are some workarounds like taking the backup inside Linux and putting this on a shared folder that Data Protection Manager can access, but it's not built into the product at the moment. But again, we are adding a lot of features all the time for managing Linux and Unix systems to Microsoft products. So make sure you check Windows Server vNext and System Center vNext to learn about these new features. I'm going to do a very quick and brief demonstration about Data Protection Manager and how we are using it to take backups of Linux virtual machines, and we'll be back.
Now, let's take a look at Data Protection Manager. Data Protection Manager is the tool inside System Center suite that we use for taking backups. So I have my, let me go to the management tab. You can see that I have installed an agent to my Hyper-V host, AugustB-host1. And I have some disks available to take backups and put these backups into these disks. So I go to protection tab and create a new protection group. It's a wizard. Click on next. I want to take backups of servers. So I click on next. And you can see here, when I click on the sign near my Hyper-V host, it shows me all the available areas that I can take backups of. In my case, I want to take backups of my Linux virtual machines running on top of this Hyper-V, physical Hyper-V server. So I click on the sign and you can see that it lists all the virtual machines running on that Hyper-V host. So let's say I want to take backups of my Ubuntu virtual machines. I choose my Ubuntu virtual machines, click next. Let's give it a name, let's say Ubuntu VMs. Right now I can only choose short-term protection using disks, but you can also use Microsoft Azure as a storage target for long-term retention or short-term retention for Data Protection Manager. You can also use tape backup units if you have one. Click on next. These are the usual DPM settings, like retention range should be 5 days, default is 5 days, take an express full backup 6 p.m. every day, or you can just of course choose any time or day you like. And when I click on next and go to the last step, when I click on create group, it will basically take a backup of these virtual machines, of my Linux virtual machines, to the storage I have provided to Data Protection Manager. So it's really simple and it's really easy to use, and it's really an effective way of taking backups. And of course, it comes part of the System Center suite.
All right, that concludes our course about managing Linux workloads in System Center 2012 R2. I hope you enjoyed it. If you have any questions, please feel free to reach out to me. Feel free to go to TechNet Evaluation Center, download the evaluation versions of our products, and go to TechNet Virtual Labs so you can just start using a virtual environment to test out our products. Until next time, see you.